Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/AcrossAmerica.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Wrong pipe with the water there, Dorm.
You all right?
I'm trying to drink a lot of water this morning. My daughter's got her first ever T-ball practice today, which is something I've dreamt about for as long as she's been my daughter.
So you're hydrating for her?
Well, it's going to be 95 damn degrees at 2 p.m. on a turf field. So I've been looking forward to this my entire life. And I am not looking forward to it at all today because I'm not built for 95 degrees. Somebody texted in yesterday and said, if you're not built for 95 degrees, who is? Well, I'm not built for cold either. I'm not built for anything. I am built for like 75 with a slight breeze and a little bit of cloud cover.
San Diego weather.
Yes, that's right. If I get a call, Crowley, come do radio in San Diego, would never happen. I would consider it. I would stay here.
Call Padres games.
That's right. Let's talk about the Padres.
Mm-hmm.
That's all they got now, right?
Yep.
Yeah, I don't want to do that. Never mind.
San Diego State.
The Aztecs. We can talk about that great punter they had, and Brady Hoke. Is he still there? Brady Hoke, head coach of San Diego State football.
Didn't Marshall Faulk go there?
I don't know.
Could be wrong.
You're always good with that, though. Brian Dutcher is the new head coach of San Diego State Aztec football. I don't want to be there if Brady Hoke's not going to be there. Before we get back into Brandon Ayuk, I saw this former Major League Baseball player, whose name now escapes me as I was scrolling at the urinal, who quote tweeted something from MLB Network that was praising Paul Skeens and saying that Paul Skeens should be an all-star. And this former Major League Baseball player says, Paul Skeens doesn't deserve to be an all-star. He's only made 7 starts, yada, yada, yada. It's to reward the best players. Shut the hell up. Major League Baseball is more watchable than it was a decade ago. The games go faster. They have fixed a lot of the problems. A lot more teams are in it because of the extra wild card. But Major League Baseball still ain't the story. But he has transcended Major League Baseball. We watch all the highlight shows in here. He's all over SportsCenter. The Celtics win the championship. They still make time to talk about Paul Skeens. Paul Skeens has the third best ERA in the National League. Some old crotchety former pitcher says, we don't want that guy. Go kick rocks, man.
It's the same discussion as Caitlin Clark.
In a way.
It's the same thing. Her not making the Olympic team. I mean, they found a way to talk about her last night in the broadcast of the finals game. It's the same thing. I mean, if you're good enough, I think that you should be deserving of a spot as one of the best players. And he has proven to be one of the best players in Major League Baseball right now.
Yes.
So if he continues this, he should be an all-star.
I think Caitlin Clark should be on that team because she's not going to hurt your chances to win. They're going to roll through that thing. They always do. They've won, 7 out of 8 gold medals in the Olympics the women's team has. You're going to win with or without her. You want people watching, and you'd like her to develop because she's going to be a part of the next team, and she's probably going to be the reason why that next team wins. So I would want her on it. But as for the All-Star game, I can make similar viewership arguments for Paul Skeens. It's also a game that doesn't mean jack crap. So why wouldn't you say, hey, this guy in the limited sample size has proven to be one of the best. He's going to help our team win, but even if he doesn't, more eyeballs are going to be on the game. I just don't get why anybody would argue against it.
Yeah, look at our young star. Like, that's how I would look at it. Like, this is what you get to look forward to. It's kind of the Neil Shipley conversation. Like, put them on a pedestal. If they're warranted, you know, and they're playing well, and they're competing, and they're right in the thick of things, and they're young, put them on a pedestal because that's your next generation of sport. You know, Paul Skeens is the next generation of Major League Baseball. You're going to watch him, hopefully, for the next decade.
Mm-hmm.
And you want people to watch. Show him off now. I mean, if he deserves it.
That's so well said, because one of the criticisms of Major League Baseball has been Mike Trout is one of the best players ever, and they never marketed the guy.
Mm-hmm.
And he's not all that interesting a cat, but still, they did not and have not done a good job marketing that dude. And now you've got a 22-year-old phenom who's blowing everybody away. They go 6-1 in his 7 starts. He's got a 2.39 ERA. The strikeout numbers through the roof. Who wouldn't want to watch 102? And you've got the opportunity to say, this is the future face, at least of pitching in Major League Baseball. Now, it's a manager's decision. I bet you if it were a fan vote, he'd get voted in, though.
Yes.
Right? And Mitch Keller is deserving, no question about that. If you can only have one all-star from the Pirates for the betterment of the game, and from a marketing ability of the Pirates standpoint, I think Pirates fans, even knowing, again, Mitch is deserving, I think Pirates fans should root for Skeens if you only get one to be the guy.
Mitch made it last year, right?
Yes.
And so did Bednar?
So did Bednar, yeah.
So then you would have three. Like, that's how I would look at it. Like, I mean, you would, okay, we have three all-star pitchers,
mm-hmm.
essentially. Instead of having Mitch go again, a two-time All-Star, I would be like, oh, well, we're sending Skeens. So now we, perception-wise, we have three All-Star pitchers.
Mm-hmm.
We have two starters and a closer.
And I'm sure, I haven't looked, but I would guess that Chapman has made quite a few over the years as well.
That too.
And you got four.
Right.
Yeah, Mitch made it, and it was a great experience for him, and he talked about it. And it was a really cool moment whenever it was announced, and or maybe this was Bednar, where the case of Iron City came out. Regardless, let Skeens experience that. And as Derek Shelton said after the game yesterday, he relishes the pressure. And, I mean, there's not a ton of pressure, but there is some. And it's going to be one inning.
Mm-hmm.
So you don't have to worry about all that. Oh, my God, it's an extra inning. One inning, he'll be fine. Yeah, he deserves to be an all-star. Give us a ring. Fan hotline, 412-928-9370, presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh trusted plumbing and HVAC provider. For over 50 years, it is 8:06. Time to stop blindly paying those increasing auto and home insurance premiums. Contact the Buell Insurance Agency in Gibsonia and see what they can do for you. So Brandon Ayuk, sounds like the 49ers don't want him, at least according to Brandon Ayuk on a TikTok story. Can't believe this is how we talk about things in 2024, but hey, here we are. He's going to command about $30 million a season. At last we heard from a wonderful reporter out in San Francisco, Mike Silver, who's covered the team for a long time. The Niners were offering 26, and that wasn't good enough. So wherever he lands, it's going to have to be 28, 30 million bucks, probably not up into the 35 range. And then you're going to have to give up something for him. Is it worth it to give up next year's second round pick and $30 million for Brandon Ayuk?
I mean, I essentially look at it like it'd be worth it giving up a first round pick, because if you think about it, and you don't acquire a receiver this year, and you just kind of ride this year with what you got, probably going to draft a receiver next year. So do you want a proven product, or do you want to go into the draft where you're probably going to pick the same, you know, slotted area you usually always pick, and pick the third receiver off the board, and hopefully he could pan out, and then you're going to have to develop him and, you know, take some time to let him grow, and maybe he doesn't hit the ground running. You essentially would have to draft a receiver next year, probably in the first round, probably. So I would give up a first-round pick, because that would essentially be my first-round pick for next year.
Yeah, if you go with a receiver next year in the second round, you'd probably wind up paying George Pickens $30-ish million. That's the going rate for number one wide receivers. He averaged 18 yards a catch last year. Who is it? Bucky Brooks, you pointed this out yesterday, said there are five guys that could break Megatron's single-season receiving record this year. He's one of them. If you're going to pay a receiver, it's either going to be you make a trade for Ayuk, or it's going to be George Pickens. I'd rather go for Ayuk, because he's still young. So is Pickens, obviously, but he's young. I don't think he's, and this isn't the best way of putting it, but bear with me, he's not the kind of head case that George Pickens is, or the malcontent that we've seen George Pickens to be. And you can argue this point either way. You pay that kind of money to a receiver, you might have to pay Russell Wilson, you might have to pay Justin Fields, you might go out and get a Dak Prescott, you might, who knows what their quarterback situation looks like. And if you earmark that kind of money, that might hamstring you a little bit. Or you can look at it this way. You don't know what your wide receiver your quarterback situation is going to be moving forward. So you want to have elite receiver talent there, so whatever quarterback is there for the future, they feel good about their current situation. And that's the way I look at it.
Mm-hmm.
If you've got Ayuk and then you're not paying Pickens because he'll still have another year left on his deal, whoever the quarterback is next season will also be set up for success.
Mm-hmm.
First round pick, man, does seem rich for me, but there's going to be at least five teams involved. If you got to go for next year's first round pick, it worked with Minkah Fitzpatrick. Water gun to my head. Yeah, I think I probably would do that. Yeah. And then you're paying him $30 million. Do you jive with my opinion of if you pay him $30, you're not paying Pickens $30?
Yeah, and I'm okay with that.
Yeah.
That's where I would draft a second-round receiver.
Mm-hmm.
Then you have Roman Wilson and a second-round receiver that you can develop as well. But you know that Ayuk is going to be stable. And he is going to be, what, 27 next year? So
you'll have him until he's 30.
Until he's 30.
And so you'll be paying for his prime. It's mm-hmm. not like one of these guys who hits free agency at 28 mm-hmm. and you don't know what you're going to get. We've talked a lot just here in this segment about the future and next year's draft and cap allocation and what draft picks you got to give. As for this year, what they have at receiver, it's just untenable.
Mm-hmm.
It's not going to work. And I was hoping, and we're not there, but I was hoping that the Cabolis of the world, the Fittipaldas of the world, Jeff Hathorn, would say, oh yeah, receiver X stood out, whether it be Calvin Austin or Van Jefferson, just one of those guys. That's not what we're hearing. They said nice things. Omar Khan said nice things when he was on with the PM team about how they feel about the wide receiver core. But let's just call it what it is. It's George Pickens, and then you got a question mark. And maybe Roman Wilson has a lot to say about that, but I can't wait and see what Roman Wilson's going to do in training camp. That doesn't necessarily mean it's a predictor of his success this year if he's good in camp.
Roman Wilson's going to be a part of the process. He's not going to be the process. He's not going to be a game-breaking receiver. He's going to be a young receiver that catches some crucial footballs, but he's not going to be somebody that just is, you know, like the guy that they drafted and the Giants did LSU?
Malik Nabers.
Like, he's not going to be that, you know? He's not even going to be close to that.
Right.
Like, Malik Nabers is going to be the guy. Like, Roman Wilson's going to be a part of the unit.
Right.
You need a guy.
Like, if he becomes a big part of this, it's not going to be in the early going.
No.
It's going to take time
mm-hmm.
for him to flex into that role.
And you don't even want that to happen. Like, you don't want him to have to be the big part or the splitting the pie down the middle of the 50-50. You want him to be the third guy.
Mm-hmm.
That's what it is. And don't put that much pressure. Because, I mean,
and he could thrive in that role.
Yes.
And you've got Freiermuth still, but you don't want all that pressure to be on a guy as a rookie. And maybe he's going to prove me wrong.
Yeah, I hope so.
But you can't count on that, mm-mm. I guess is the point. Especially when you've got Russell Wilson, who's come in here to, revitalize his career, and B, he said he wants to touch the trophy a couple more times. He's going to play five more years. Like, it's you-know-what or get-off-the-pot time for Russell Wilson. He's not trying to figure it out with a rookie wide receiver as his number two. They are in this spot because they traded Deontay Johnson. Ray Fittipaldo, our friend, our Steelers insider from the Post-Gazette, was on a national radio program, and he dropped a money quote about Deontay Johnson's relationship with the team. We'll talk about that when we come back. We're not going to stray too far from the Skeens talk either. You can get involved on the hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service, providing trusted plumbing and HVAC service for over 50 years. You can tweet us, brought to you by South Hills Kia and Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net, and you can text us. Brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say, there's never a fee unless we...
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink... what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Plug in a Hyundai EV and the extraordinary happens. It's not just the ultra-fast charging capability and long range in the IONIQ 5 and IONIQ 6, or the adventure-seeking spirit of the Kona Electric, or the groundbreaking 601-horsepower IONIQ 5N. And it's not just the comfort in knowing that every Hyundai EV is backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited electric battery warranty. Hyundai's EVs transform a low hum into a loud adventure. They bring color to your journey and turn energy into main character energy. So forget everything you thought you knew about EVs and turn the extraordinary into something truly electrifying. There's joy in every journey.
EPA estimated 303-mile driving range for 2024 IONIQ 5 SE SEL limited rear-wheel drive and 361-mile driving range for 2024 IONIQ 6 SE long-range rear-wheel drive with fully charged battery. Estimated range varies for other models and trims and depends on battery capacity, temperature options, and other factors. Limited battery warranty covers defects and materials for 10 years or 100,000 miles, whichever occurs first. See owner's manual for complete warranty details and limitations. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details.
Get money for you. Couple people texting in at 412-928-9370. That Ayuk statistics don't jump off the page, and that in Shanahan's system, he should have better stats. I mean, Shanahan, more than anybody else, is going to go in to a given week and say player X is going to eat. And sometimes that means player Y doesn't get to eat. Like, I actually think if Ayuk were on a different team and was the principal point of the offense, I think he'd actually eat more. Like, I think he'd have better numbers.
Absolutely. I mean, you got Deebo Samuel that's going to run the ball, and he's going to catch the ball. You got Christian McCaffrey who's going to run the ball. He's going to catch the ball. You got George Kittle who's going to catch the ball. I mean, you got Juwan Jennings who's going to catch the ball. There's only one football. So I think that if he was on, like, a focal point, like a legit focal point on another team, yeah, absolutely his numbers would be inflated.
I'm with you, man. And from like an analytics standpoint, yards of separation and route running, he's up there with the best in the game. And even if you don't buy what we're selling here, Van Jefferson, Quez Watkins, are those the answers? No. So you need to upgrade. He would be an upgrade, a significant one, and it looks like he's available. And the Steelers are in the market for an upgrade because, well, they traded Deontay Johnson. Ray Fittipaldi, our friend from the Post-Gazette, was on Sirius XM radio. Good for him. Big star, Ray Fittipaldi. And he said that's why the Steelers traded Deontay Johnson. They were kind of, you know, he was an older guy, but he was still making a lot of youthful mistakes and not always acting his age or what was best for the receivers room. You know, before Deontay Johnson, it was Antonio Brown, so it does go back to 2 years. At least they got rid of Johnson. He was a big issue. Now, we knew that. We knew you're not making a trade player for player for Dante Jackson because you're not making out better than the Panthers were at that point. We've talked about this ad nauseum, and we've really talked about Brandon Ayuk ad nauseum. Like, just trade for the guy so we stop talking about Brandon Ayuk, damn it. But Dante Johnson, to lose his production and they have not replaced it, that is tough. But I've come around to, I don't know that you could have Deontay and George Pickens again and hope that you would have a different result.
I think that you possibly could because of Arthur Smith. I would have liked to have seen it with Arthur Smith. I think that he could have wrangled everybody in and made sure that everybody was on a straight and narrow better than last year. I would have liked to see that.
Do you think the Steelers would be a better football team with Deontay Johnson and, let's say, Cameron Sutton and Patrick Peterson than they are right now with their receivers and no Patrick Peterson and you've got Dante Jackson?
They had the quarterbacks?
Mm-hmm.
The first.
I tend to agree with that. Yeah. I tweeted it out at the time. I don't know how I can argue against myself here, especially when you hear Ray was really strong on that. Mm-hmm. Like that is good Ray right there. I tweeted out at the time, like, you can't win with guys like Deontay Johnson. And I believe that, but between the white lines, Deontay Johnson is significantly better than what they have right now.
Right.
Significantly better. And it's another reason why I do think, like, this Ayuk thing, I think there's a lot of reason to buy into it because I don't know that they want George Pickens to be their guy. Like, they like the player. They might love the player, But I don't know that they count on, can count on him or want to count on him or think they can count on him as the primary one from now until the end of time.
I mean, how could you? I just don't know how you could. It's just so much unknown. And you're in win now mode. Like, you need another guy. And you need another guy, but not just another guy. You need another one, in my opinion.
Yeah.
And then let him show you, improve, and that's how Mike Tomlin operates. You got to prove to me that you're, you know, a big time player.
Two dogs, one bone.
Yeah, prove to me that you could be a number one, and then you'll have two number ones. Like, I don't know how you could think that you could go into this season as George Pickens as your number one target guy.
Yeah, I don't know that he can. I don't know that he can put up last year's numbers just as the only guy. None of those other dudes are going to leave defensive coordinators up at night. So then we got Jarrett Bailey of USA Today. Here we go, Dorn. You ready for this one, baby?
Oh, God.
So you were tweeting around this, and you tagged me in this, which brought my attention to it. So Jarrett Bailey of USA Today. My plan if I'm the Steelers, trade a first and third for Brandon Ayuk. See where this season takes you. If you aren't comfortable with Wilson and Fields, go get Dak Prescott in 2025. Then you have a solid 2 to 3 year window to try and win with this current group. End quote. First and a third for Ayuk does seem rich for me, and you're going to have to pay him $30 million. And then Caboli responded, you're going to have to give T.J. Watt an extension, and you got to pay Cam Hayward, and you got to pay George Pickens. Well, in this hypothetical, I don't think you do pay George Pickens. And maybe, who knows if they pay Cam Hayward? Maybe you don't pay Cam Hayward. But I'll say this. There is a chance Dak Prescott is the Steelers quarterback next
year. Chance.
What do you mean zero chance?
No way. Why would you even want him?
He's good.
For what?
He's a good player.
Who's better, him or Russell Wilson?
Dak.
Because of why?
Well, I think if he were a free agent this year, he'd make $50 million. And we know that there's a team that didn't want to pay Russ Wilson $30-plus million.
I don't think that's because of performance.
Just butting of heads with he and Sean Payton, not playing within the confines of the offense. Yeah,
what has Dak done?
No, that's a legitimate thing. I mean, you'd have the guy who hasn't won the big game going to the franchise that hasn't won a big game in 7 years.
Has he even came close to winning the big game?
Not really, no. But I look at him not in the same way I look at Lamar Jackson. But I think when you win a lot of regular season games and you put up the statistics that you put up and there's a big sample size there, I think eventually you can kick the door down as a quarterback. And that's how I view it with Lamar. Like, I think Lamar Jackson is eventually at some point going to win a Super Bowl, maybe as soon as this year. When you're that good, and he's not the same player as him, but he was an MVP candidate last year, Dak was. He would be the best Steelers quarterback since, like, 2018, Ben, by a long shot, I think. Now, you'd have to pay him $50 million.
I'm not. Like, they got boat raced in the playoffs last year.
Yeah, they did.
Get him away from
McCarthy. Put him with Arthur Smith.
I am not paying Dak Prescott $50 million to come in here and win me a playoff game.
But think about the alternatives. You could be paying Russell Wilson $30 million, or you could be paying Justin Fields would be the best case scenario. Is if Justin takes over this year and shows that he's the guy, I will concede on that. I would say yes, I would like Justin Fields to be the guy. But if neither one of them are the guy, and you've now given up a first-round pick for Brandon Ayuk, you're not going to do better than Dak Prescott next year.
No way.
And I can't rule anything out anymore, man. I can't.
I think you could rule that out.
I think we could have ruled out Russell, but you didn't.
Yeah, I mean, but the money was
right. They traded a second round. They traded their first round pick, Kenny Pickett, 2 years in. Anything's on the table anymore.
They got another first round pick from him.
They did, yeah.
They got Russell Wilson for $1.2 million.
But giving up on Kenny Pickett, I think, was... That's the thing that's more staggering than even bringing Russ in or bringing Justin Fields in, is they gave up on that guy. That, to me, means anything's on the table. You spend money on Patrick Queen, the cap's going to go up. They could financially do it if they want to. What I think could happen is the Steelers make the playoffs. Maybe they do win a playoff game with Russ, but he's not so clearly your quarterback of the future. Justin Fields doesn't really get his opportunity this year. And so then it becomes, do you really want to pay Russ Wilson $35 million? Baker Mayfield money? Do you want to pay him Kirk Cousins money? Or do you want to go with the younger player in Dak Prescott? I think it would be a big talking point next offseason.
Dak Prescott?
Mm-hmm.
Gosh.
I'm just happy someone said it besides me. I haven't necessarily been banging the table for this because I want to see
bring
how
it up,
goes.
Though,
I did.
A while ago.
And my tongue was only partially in my cheek.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, gosh.
Could you imagine?
No. No. They would do just like they, you might as well just bring Mason Rudolph back.
What?
What are you in this for? To win regular season games and that's it? That's all Dak Prescott does.
I think you get Dak in the right situation, like here in Pittsburgh, where all they do is win playoff games, and he would take off.
Get out of here.
He is as good as
Kirk Cousins.
He's better than Kirk Cousins.
How?
He was an MVP candidate last year. When's the last time Kirk Cousins was an MVP candidate?
MVP candidate, then did what with it?
He lost to the Packers and Jordan Love. I just think, you know, as you project this thing going forward, this is the conference of quarterbacks, and you need one. And if it's not going to be Russell Wilson, and you're probably not going to draft high enough unless you package stuff together to go get a young player next year, I think he's going to be the option. Now, I wouldn't pay him like $60, $65 million.
I wouldn't pay him $50. I wouldn't pay him $40.
Fan Morning Show is brought to you by Guardian Protection. Weird thing in Dak's contract, they can't franchise him. So he is going to be a free agent at the end of this year. He is a fascinating case study.
Why? Why? He is what he is.
Because of everything you've said. The statistics are so tantalizing, and if you don't have a guy, you don't have a chance. But is he a guy that can push you over the top? So far, the answer is no.
He's a guy that plays well enough to be slotted in for the market of where quarterbacks need to be paid. Mm-hmm. That's what he is. He plays just well enough to be like, oh, well, I'm up for a contract. I deserve this because I played just decent enough to that I can be deserved this. What has he won? 40, I don't want to hear the stats.
4,600 yards.
What has that got him?
36 touchdowns.
What has that got him?
9 picks. Get him with this defense.
He has a good defense.
Yeah, I know. He's got Micah Parsons. And a great coordinator he had last year, too. It's either that or you're restarting the whole thing potentially.
I would rather do that than pay Dak Prescott $50 million.
Fan Morning Show Twitter poll is brought to you by PJ Fitzpatrick Home Improvement. TrustPJ.com. 3 Twitter polls we've got up today. Which AFC North team's under the most pressure? Rowdy Tellez is hitting with a 1,000 OPS in June where the Pirates right now to DFA him. And then here's my personal favorite Twitter poll of the day, Doran. Screw Boston. Yes or yes? Yes has 100% of the vote. Fan Morning Show Twitter poll brought to you by PJ Fitzpatrick Home Improvement. TrustPJ.com. So the Celtics win a championship last night. Their general manager, not a player, not the coach, the general manager is getting all of the credit. So how are we feeling about our general managers here in Pittsburgh? We'll get to it when we come back. So the Celtics win a championship last night, and it's not like, oh, LeBron gets a ring. Or Kevin Durant gets the elusive ring or whatever. No, the storyline is, well, what a well-constructed team by Brad Stevens and the brass of the Boston Celtics. So let's do a little wellness check on all the general managers around these parts. You got Omar Khan, you got Kyle Dubas, and you got Ben Cherington. I'll give you a quick snippet on each for my opinion, Doran. I feel very good about Omar Khan.
Mm-hmm.
I think the jury is still out on Dubas, though I'm not down on the Carlson trade the way that some are now in hindsight. He got rid of a bunch of bad players for a player who had 100 points. In the process realm, that is good process. The results weren't great, but he got better as the year wore on, and he's still going to be a Penguin for a little while. So maybe that does work out. He's done some stupid things too. So I'll give him like a C so far. Omar Khan gets an A to this point, in my opinion. Ben Cherington, this is it. It is time. It is year 5. He drafted Nick Gonzalez with his first draft pick. Now that's looking good. He didn't have to take Paul Skeens. People are going to act like that was easy. I don't know how easy that was. And that's worked out. He's been able to cobble together the back end of rotations. He's done some nice things. He's also done a lot of stupid stuff. If he makes deals at the deadline, I'll feel a lot better about him. I'd give him an incomplete grade, but probably a C- to this point. What do you think?
Well, Omar Khan, I B plus or A. I think that this is one of the pieces to the puzzle where I want to see if he can swing a move for a receiver, like in the right move on his terms. I mean, that's kind of how he's operate, but it's kind of hard for me not to give him an A, but I'll give him an A plus if he swings something for like an IU
yes.
or even a DK Metcalf right now. Everything else has been fantastic. Drafts have been fantastic. You know, even just other moves he's made have been fantastic. Only reason why I would be B-plus range is because you haven't filled the hole of Deontay Johnson. Like, you got rid of a piece to bring in somewhat of a piece, but didn't fill that piece that you got rid of yet. So I'm waiting on that to unfold, and then I could probably get to the almost A-plus for Omar Dubas. Getting rid of Granlund, I thought, was unbelievable.
Yes.
Out of everything. And he's been kind of hamstrung a little bit. Like, he knew what he was getting himself into. Didn't really want to be a GM, but was lured by, you know, the Fenway Sports Group to be the GM of the Pittsburgh Penguins and to be the GM of Sidney Crosby and Mike Sullivan. But there also comes with restrictions. There comes with, you know, Malkin's going to be around. You got to keep him on the roster. Letang's got to be around. He's going to be on the roster. So you can't really be your full self if you're Dubas, I think, a little bit. If it was up to him, I don't think that those two would be here.
Yeah.
If it was fully up to him, I don't think that those two would be here. And then he could go and he could work his magic. I mean, he worked his magic during the season. You get rid of Gensel and everybody's all down and upset. And you get, what's his name?
Bunting.
Bunting. And that's a guy that he was familiar with, knew could fit the system and what they wanted to do, and it worked. So, Dubas, B plus, B.
The only thing I would say on all of that, because I crushed the trade at the time, and Bunting was the second leading scorer of all players moved at the deadline, only behind Jake Gensel. I wish they could have found a way to leave it on better terms with Jake to see if maybe he'd want to come back. Because if you could have Jake come back and have Bunting and then have the returns of that deal, I mean, that's having your cake and eating it too.
Right.
And Gensel, still young enough, and he was good in the playoffs. He was really good for Carolina down the stretch. I just wish he would have handled that a little bit more delicately. As for Omar, we talked about Mike Tomlin and his contract extension. Now, Omar ain't handing that contract extension out. That's not him. Now, Mike Tomlin's part of the interviewing process to bring in the GM. I'm not crazy about the direction of the franchise in that regard. I wanted Mike Tomlin to be the lame duck this year and win a playoff game to stay, and if not, then you move in a different direction. I'm not crazy about the Steelers organization overall. Art Rooney II. I am very much bullish on Omar Khan. And so that is the one area I don't really have a lot of concerns about.
Mm-hmm.
You can question the coaching. You wonder what's going to happen at quarterback, but he at least addressed quarterback.
Right.
And I love Kevin Colbert, and Kevin's a great GM. At the end of his tenure, I'm not sure that it would have looked the way that it did now. And even the Najee Harris thing. Like, we've gone back and forth, and we've talked to listeners about whether or not they should have given him the fifth-year option. But that they didn't tells me that they've kind of moved into the 21st century with the way that they view running backs, which we'll see how that pans out and what Najee might do if he leaves here or if they get something done with Najee. But at least it shows you that they're viewing things differently. The way they spent money this offseason, they're viewing things differently. Both drafts have been very, very good.
Yeah.
Omar right now, I would say he's number one in terms of GMs here I have faith in. I'd probably go Dubas and then Charrington.
Yeah, Charrington in my synopsis of him, I would have a lower grade on him right now because I think that you can make some moves, and you could have made some moves in the offseason to really bolster this. I mean, like a Reese Hoskins. I mean, you know, even Telez has found it. I get that. But spend some money for a first baseman. Kind of shore up some of the areas because, I mean, the players have a feeling, and and as a GM and as a manager, you have a feeling if your team's going to be decent. And then obviously I give them credit for the schemes and not picking Dylan Cruz. I think they just, you know, made the right decision, closed their eyes and were like, all right, here, let's take this guy. But I think right now and in the beginning of the season, they could have benefited more from Charrington making some legit moves.
Yeah, they spent $35 million if you want to include Kutch's $5 million in there. And, you know, Aroldis Chapman, I think, has turned it around. And he's looks like a worthwhile acquisition, but if you had $35 million to spend, or let's just say 30, because you're going to keep Kutcher on, 30 to spend on two guys instead of a handful of guys, I think that probably would have been the way to go. So I guess the question is this, before we get more into Paul Skeens at the top of the hour, 412-928-9370, fan hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service, providing trusted plumbing and HVAC service for over 50 years. What can Ben Charrington now do to have you look at him favorably? 412-928-9370. Buster Olney big-time baseball insider with some very nice things to say about the Pirates. We'll let you hear him. We'll react coming up at 9 o'clock, the day after Skeens did what Skeens does. The 50-minute mark on the Fan is brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19 in Peters Township, celebrating 50 years in the South Hills. We have asked what Ben Cherington needs to do, presumably between now and the trade deadline, for you to go, okay, he is the right man for the job. Because we've said we're underwhelmed so far by Ben Cherington. I think that's the tenor of the fan base as well. For me, it's pretty simple, man. You have to make legit moves to make the team better.
Mm-hmm.
If that's a flurry, a bevy of moves where you get incrementally better at a number of positions, I'm okay with that. If that's going out and getting a guy like Luis Robert from the White Sox, okay. I think a bullpen arm is a must. You need to add to the lineup. If he doesn't do much of anything, though, he deserves a ton of criticism.
Absolutely.
Look at what they put out there on the mound last night.
I know.
How do you not say, right now, I don't care. We're under 500. Don't care. Chips, table, middle, let's go. When you had Crosby, they get blown out of the series against the Senators in 2007. They're in 2008. You go out and you get Marian Hossa. Because that's what you do when you've got a doggone star. The Pirates have a star. One of the top five pitchers, maybe better than that in the National League, build around him, and then I think people will start to buy in a little bit. I don't know that that's a hot take.
No, I think that's kind of where everybody is at. And yeah. That's kind of where, you know, that's where my grade is low for him right now, because you have such a great opportunity, and you look around your division, you look around the NL, and like you can really get out ahead. And if you create some cushion, and say like you made a move now and you create some cushion, I don't think that there's teams that are going to make that up to get to where you, I mean, like I look at the Brewers, and what are they, you know, I think the Cardinals are 6.5 games maybe back.
Yeah,
from them.
And 5.5, the Pirates are 7 back of the Brewers.
I can't see the Cardinals making that, like shortening that cushion. Like they got out ahead of it. Like you have a chance to get out ahead and get close to that, which would get yourself in a better place. If you do something right now, which you can.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's feasible.
That's right. I know there's not a ton of sellers out there, and a lot of teams that are probably, they don't know if they're buyers or not, but it didn't preclude San Diego from getting Luis Arraez. There are deals out there to be made. You might have to overpay a little bit right now, but I think, like, that's the rub. Like, how many teams are sellers? What's it going to look like in, 6 weeks from now? Well, teams like to hold on to their guys until the deadline because they want to get the most. Overpay right now.
Mm-hmm.
Overpay right now, and then set yourself up, like you're saying, Doran, where you can try to run away and hide from the Reds of the world and the Chicago Cubs of the world. Because it's not just build around Skeens, he's a star. It's also the Reds, the Cubs, the Cardinals, the Giants, the Nationals, the Padres, the Diamondbacks. None of these teams are all that good.
No.
And the Mets, they're doing their hot streak thing now. They're 8-2 in their last 10. I think they've won 14 of 17 or something like that. They're not going to keep that up. They're like a bottle rocket. I used to have a friend that I went to the gym with. Can you believe I used to go to the gym, Doran?
Nope.
And he's strong. Strong like bull. I mean, he would pound out those reps. And then the second set would come around. He's dead.
Mm-hmm.
Dead. Like a bottle. Like, pew, straight up. Then that was that. I think that's what the Mets are like right now. We're still waiting. Pirates went 9-2 to start. That's not a prolonged hot streak. There's a hot streak in there for the Pirates, you would think, at some point. Well, add to your roster and ensure that you get one.
It would make my blood boil if you talk about these teams that, you know, are in it, but they're, you know, you don't see them really being legit teams, but them going out and actually being aggressive and getting somebody, and that guy's off the board, this guy's off the board, that guy's off the board, because these teams feel the same way that we feel about the Pirates, but the Pirates didn't make a move fast enough, and you're kind of left SOL. That would make my blood boil.
Me too, man. Because not every situation's cut the same either. Like, Cincinnati was pretty good last year, and they're actually similar to the Pirates, where they feel like their window is now opening, but we haven't seen a playoff team since 2015. You need to operate with that understanding, the understanding of the history of it. of only three legitimate playoff teams in the last 30 years, and you've got an opportunity here with a down NL and with Paul Skeens and Jared Jones and Mitch Keller, go out there and take it. And I do think if they're going to get on a little bit of a run, Dorn, I think this is the time. Cincinnati the next two, then Tampa, who quietly four games under 500, then Cincinnati again, then you have the respite against Atlanta. Respite, no, that's tough. But then it's St. Louis, it's the Mets, it's Milwaukee, it's the horrific White Sox. From now until July 14th, you've got a chance. Mm-hmm. And in that is the potential to force Ben Cherington's hand, but his hand should not need to be forced. What did Buster Olney say about the Bucks? We'll let you hear that. We'll talk more about Paul Skeens when we come back. We've got Brett Boone, 14-year Major League veteran who is an Odyssey Major League Baseball insider. He's going to join us at 9:35. First, though, let me tell you about the weather. Brought to you by Sun Chevy. 24 Silverado LT crew cab up to $7,500 in rebates. Full terms and qualifications at sunchevy.com. You know what it is. It's going to be hot today. High 94.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Plug in a Hyundai EV and the extraordinary happens. It's not just the ultra-fast charging capability and long range in the IONIQ 5 and IONIQ 6, or the adventure-seeking spirit of the Kona Electric, or the groundbreaking 601-horsepower IONIQ 5N. And it's not just the comfort in knowing that every Hyundai EV is backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited electric battery warranty. Hyundai's EVs transform a low hum into a loud adventure. They bring color to your journey and turn energy into main character energy. So forget everything you thought you knew about EVs and turn the extraordinary into something truly electrifying. There's joy in every journey.
EPA estimated 303-mile driving range for 2024 IONIQ 5 SE SEL limited rear-wheel drive and 361-mile driving range for 2024 IONIQ 6 SE long-range rear-wheel drive with fully charged battery. Estimated range varies for other models and trims and depends on battery capacity, temperature options, and other factors. Limited battery warranty covers defects and materials for 10 years or 100,000 miles, whichever occurs first. See owner's manual for complete warranty details and limitations. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details.
Baseball season is heating up. Odyssey has you covered with the most entertaining coverage of your team. Stay locked in and in the know with the local voices you trust as they bring you unfiltered takes, recap games, react to the latest team news, and talk to callers. Listen to your favorite shows for free on the Odyssey app, Odyssey.com, your smart speaker, or in the car with Android Auto or Apple CarPlay.